Hi, Lee, can you hear me okay?
Don't worry about it.
I can hear you a bit better now, okay? So, just going back to your beneficiary name, so it's your daughter. Let's start again. What was her name?
Leomi. Leomi.
So, it's really difficult. Give me a second. So, can you spell it to me phonetically, if you don't mind?
Lima. Echo. Oscar.
Lima, Echo, Oscar.
N. Indigo.
N for November. Yep.
N.
Yeah, is it Leone, is that correct?
Leomi. L-E-O-M-I-E.
Yeah, I've got you. I've spelled you Leone. There we go.
Surname Leone. I know.
So, Leone. Let me repeat this back to you. So, L for Lima, E for Oscar, O for... Sorry, L for Lima, E for Echo, O for Oscar, N for November, I for India, E for Echo.
No, not the N. It's a M. A myth for mum.
Oh, M. Okay. Leomi. Right, I've got you.
Leomi, yeah, that's
right,
it.
Really, yeah. Leomi, surname same as yours?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. And what's the date of birth of Leomi?
The 4th of the 12th, 2007.
Yep. Okay, brilliant stuff. Do you have a contact number for Leomi at all?
I don't, no.
You don't? Okay, don't worry about it. Okay, so we have to put a supporting statement contact on here. So anybody that can confirm that you was in the care system, does anybody know about you being within the care system?
My dad does.
Your dad does, okay. Do you have a contact number for him at all?
I was have to go into my phone and get it.
Yeah, go on.
I actually have to go into my emails and...
Take your time.
O seven five four 370 370 929 939.
Brilliant stuff.
929.
Okay. 0929. Yep.
Yeah.
Great, there we go. What was the reason you was placed into child services? Now, this question can have a lot of answers for different people. So there could be neglect, there could be due to being troubled as a child. What was your reason?
Both of them. Neglect and I was being a little shit.
Okay, so neglect and being troubled, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Have you ever been in... Like, have you had any serious convictions over 5 years? Like, been in jail at all over five years?
No.
Okay, that's fine. Right, so we're finished with the questions now. I just need to go on to your statement. This is massively important, Lee, okay?
Yeah.
So this can obviously determine in regards to your payment that you do get awarded. In regards to any abuse, I appreciate that it can be a little bit distressing. If you do need to take a break at any time, just let me know. Now, I do appreciate, obviously, you was in Mordun, youth offenders. It was a children's home. And you was there for around about 4 years. What sort of abuse did you sustain? Can I ask that, Lee?
It was more just like torture shit. Like, they would call me pissy and that because sometimes I peed the bed.
Yeah.
They would he would like push you against the wall. We would just as he was walking past you, it would always be when he was on his own or there was no one else about. And
okay,
I've seen him actually
was this
hit.
From the staff?
Yeah, I remember the staff. Yeah.
Okay, staff abuse. Okay, so would they get physical with you at all? Would they hit you or strike you in any way?
Yeah. A couple of times he did, yeah.
Was that on a weekly basis, daily basis?
It would be everything he was on, yeah.
Okay.
He would make fun of you in front of people and...
Did you ever witness any children being abused?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, witnessed. Do you feel like it's had a mental impact on your adulthood?
Massive yeah. Impact.
Anything else? So, was there any sexual abuse at all?
No, none of that.
Okay. So, it was more physical and mental, yeah? Do you suffer with any anxiety, PTSD?
All of the above, yeah.
Okay.
Depression, anxiety.
Anxiety and depression.
And all stem from being
and it's all stem from being in there. Okay.
Yeah.
You're not the only person we've spoke to in regards to Mordun Young People's Centre. There has been numerous reports regarding Mordun. Okay.
All right, okay.
Bear with me a second. PTSD, anxiety and depression. You still live with till this day, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you recall any... Sorry, go on.
No, I think I said something there. Sorry, I was actually lost in my thoughts today. I've been back there. Yeah, sorry. So there you go, Jim.
Okay, no problem. In regards to your abuse, so you'd be physically attacked, was there any circumstances where you were beaten by staff members or anything like that where they'd leave marks on you?
Heavily restrained.
Sorry, say that again.
Heavily restrained. Like there was no...
He was restrained?
Yeah.
And he used to hurt you physically, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. So, physically, mental abuse was sustained there at Mordun Young, okay? No sexual abuse, but that physical and mental abuse went on for around about 4 years, and it's had a massive effect on your adulthood, which has obviously made you suffer with PTSD, anxiety, and depression, which you still live with today. Is that right?
Yeah.
Right, okay, right. So, what I'm going to do, I'll elaborate that statement for you. I'll get a statement wrote up for you and sent over to the solicitors. What I'm now going to do, I'm going to get you an email sent over. It's a click sign document that I need you to do.
Then
we need a form of ID and a proof of address, and that's everything complete.
What I've got,
all right.
I've got my bus pass with my picture
bus pass
on it.
Is perfect. Yep,
and
do.
A letter.
Yep, a letter. That's all that's needed, buddy. Okay.
Perfect.
So let me just get this email over to you now. Bear me a second. I'm just going to message administrations. Give me one moment. Okay, so I've got the email leegilroy24@gmail.com. Can you hear me there, Lee? Lee, can you hear me? Hi, Lee. Can you hear me okay?
Hello.
Right. Yeah, take your time. Let me know when you're ready.
on you go.
Okay. Do you use the application WhatsApp on your mobile?
WhatsApp, yeah.
Use WhatsApp, that's fine, no problem. I'm going to get administrations to get you a message sent over now. If you just go onto your email inbox, there should be a message there from MMA Legal. It's a click sign document. You need to sign that document to state that you're happy with one of the solicitors to contact you and continue with your case. Can you just check your inbox for me now, please, Lee?
Switch for things and just doing it.
Yep, take your time, Lee. No rush. Lee, if you get stuck, just let me know, okay? Okay, if you click on the email, there should be a bar that comes up at the bottom, and it says accept and proceed to sign.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Brilliant.
I put my terms and conditions up, it's not going to sign up.
Say that again, sorry, Lee.
Terms and conditions have come up. Just options are working.
Yeah, I can see that you're on the form at the moment. So when you scroll down, there should be a few boxes where it says click here to sign. Now, there'll be ones for the solicitor to sign, which you ignore them ones, and it should say sign by the client on the other ones.
Yeah.
So on the ones that are yellow.
Yeah.
Say that again?
The yellow box. And I'm pushing on it, it's coming up at the bottom. You can continue to start signing. And I'm pushing it, it's not working.
It's not working at all, is it not?
No.
It may be because I'm on the phone. Let me pop the phone down, and then I'll give you a call back in 2 minutes, okay? Because I'll keep an eye on it, Aaron, because I can see where you're up to. Cheers, Bob. Thank you.